What's up, you guys? So sorry, I'm a little under the weather. Just been dealing with the weather changes and everything. It can't make up its mind. I'm sorry you hear that noise. That's my dog wagging my dog wagging her tail. Well, my tail. I don't have a tail. Because I don't know. She just gets excited when I talk, especially if I talk in different voices, huh? Yeah, of course, now she doesn't do it, because she's a bitch, literally. Anyways, I'm just hanging out this morning. Someone messaged me and reminded me that I need to post my rambles, because there's a hair in my shirt. I have recorded, literally, how many? See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that I have not posted, and so I need to post them. So I'm waiting for them to upload slowly, and then I need to upload them to SoundCasm, and then I need to post them. And yeah, I feel like I just, you know, suck, but I can't record anything else right now. It's just been so crazy, just dealing with a lot of different stuff. And then my family's always home, and, like, the holidays are coming up, everybody's gonna be home, I'm not gonna be able, to record anything to, like, the best quality that I could. Also, because I've been, like, relatively sick, I guess, and just, like, one day I'll be sick, and the next day I won't, and one day my throat will be weird, and the next day it won't. It's just, it's really irritating, and so, I, you know, have basically told everyone no recording until after the holidays, for sure. So yeah, that's frustrating for me, but oh well. But I can still record rambles, because, you know, rambles are whatever. I don't edit them or anything, so I figured, why not ramble about my rambles while I'm trying to upload them. And yeah, so luckily I'm just taking it easy today, because my back started hurting again. I don't know what. My back's been, like, super weird. I don't know if I've been, like, sleeping weird. I don't think I have been. I'm gonna try to pop it. That's not the best. But, yeah. So, I don't know if I've been, like, sleeping weird. One day, I mean, I was, oh my gosh. Like, I was taking the max doses of ibuprofen. And, because usually that's what works for me. And it just was not helping at all. And then it didn't help that day that I was, like, frustrated with, like, everything. And I also happened to build a shelving unit that day for my room, so that, like, added to the pain, because, you know, I was doing, like, heavy lifting and, like, having to carry this up my stairs, and then, like, a bunch of, like, bending over and stuff to put this together. But it looks really nice. I really like it. It's like those cubicle ones. Oh my god. Honestly, what the fuck is this? My throat always in the water. I don't, it's fucking ridiculous. I feel like it was not this bad, and then I hit record, and then all of a sudden, I just can't talk. Like, what is talking? And, like, drinking water does nothing, because I swear I feel it, like, on my vocal cords. Anyways, but it's one of those, like, it's called a 3-2-1 cube organizer. And it's, like, the cubes, and it has, like, 3 on the bottom, 2, and then it goes up to 1. It's really nice. And it helps hide my aquarium I have from my turtle. Which I need to, after this, I'm gonna go to the pet store, and I need to get stuff for him, and, I guess I could take you on that drive. I just don't know what the heck I'm gonna continue to talk about, and it's gonna end up being super long, but I know some people like my longer rambles. It just depends, and, yeah, so, let's see. Ugh, they're slowly uploading. It's very annoying. Excuse me, how slow it is. Sorry, that's my dog. My dogs are just chilling in my room. I have my fan on because it's hot. My room. I have to close off my room because, for whatever reason, they want to go, okay, well, one of them wants to go explore the rest of the upstairs, because they're not allowed upstairs because we have white carpet, but I vacuum my room quite often. So I don't mind it, you know, I keep it clean and stuff like that, And because I, especially like lately, these few months, I've been like in the cleaning mood, like cleaning all the time. Speaking of, I need to give my turtle a bath. I'm gonna forget to. I freaking know I'm gonna forget to do it again. He's hunting right now for fish. It's literally so cute. I'm sorry if I sound weird because I keep turning away from the phone. But he, like, I guess I don't want anyone to say anything about animal cruelty. Because I don't consider this animal cruelty, but at the same, and I'm not gonna get into it. It's not animal cruelty, basically, is what I'm gonna say. Because if you, hopefully, will listen to my other rambles. Oh, well, I didn't post one that time. But, I've already taken him to the vet twice. The vet is not a big person and like the kind of a semi-important person in the reptile community, let me put it that way. And so he, I have his complete support in what I'm doing with my turtle. So really that's all that needs to be said. Anyways, he is in a smaller tank for right now because he's inside and that's the only way I can keep him in my room right now. And obviously I have a filter that is for double the size of the aquarium that he's in because that's what they recommend for turtles because they make such a mess. Which is true. It's just natural for them. Anyways, I was, so Monday? Yeah, that's, no, I took him to the vet Tuesday. But Monday is when they called. I was freaking out because Saturday he sneezed, and once again, like I was just talking about the whole cleaning thing, I was cleaning, and so I thought when I took him out, maybe his lungs got irritated, that's why he was sneezing, whatever. Well, he's also open mouth breathing a little bit, but it was only after he had sneezed like 8 times in a row, and so I was a little bit worried. I feel like I sound echoey in my room right now. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I don't have a lot of stuff on my walls. A lot of my walls are blank. Just because, oh, she's itchy. It's my dog scratching her ears right now. But yeah, I just don't. I'm really picky with decorations. And so if I don't absolutely love it, I don't put it on my walls. Which is interesting because I have like black and white photographs on my wall, on one of my walls right now. There's only four, five, six, seven of them that I've taken because I did photography in high school, and so I actually like took these pictures with a camera and developed the film and developed the photos myself. So they're really nice. I'm really proud of them. Although some of them are like relevant to my high school, so I don't really care about them anymore. They're okay. I don't know. I feel like I've just had them out there for so long now that I don't really care anymore. Other than that, I don't have anything on my walls unless it's like shelving. And well, my dream catcher. My dream catcher hangs on my wall. And an ornament about my dogs that I made. But other than that, it's literally my shelves. And that's it. So, that's random. What was I talking about? The turtle making a mess, I guess. Yeah, he makes a mess. When he eats, and he's super picky. Oh yeah, so okay, so then he lost his appetite. Saturday he didn't really want to eat. Sunday I don't think he ate anything at all. And okay, so there was a day last week, I can't remember because it's just, my schedule has been so crazy. Maybe it was after I took him to the vet the first time. I don't remember. But as a treat, I bought him guppies. And normally he loves to eat the guppies. And he didn't even really want to eat them. And so I was kind of like, that's kind of weird. And his appetite was decreasing. He wasn't eating a bunch. And he wasn't really wanting to eat anything. He's super picky, by the way. I have one thing of pellets that he absolutely refuses to eat. Which I'm just gonna save for when he gets older, because probably when he gets older, he'll probably eat them. But, if they're good for that long, I have to check. Anyways, his appetite was decreasing, and then he was sneezing, and I noticed him yawning out of water, and it's called, oh my god, and this, is when being in the, GWA environment is not good, but it's called gaping. No, not like that. But he does this thing underwater sometimes, and I've seen him do it twice out of water, where he opens his mouth as big as possible, like his mouth and throat. Like, I don't know how to explain it. as big as possible. And it's weird because, like, normally when they do it out of water, it's, you know, they're trying to get more oxygen or they're trying to breathe better, like something's in their throat or, you know, I don't know why he does it, but he just does it sometimes. It's kind of weird. Well, so I was freaking out because I was thinking about a respiratory infection, because it happens to be one of the leading causes of death in captive kept in, turtles. And so, you know, I upped his water temp and everything. And like I said, I was able to get this nice setup. I was actually able to buy a better water heater than what I had. This nice filter thing that's actually really quiet. I really recommend the, what's it called? The Aquion Whisper 10 gallon filter or 10 filter, whatever it's called, for like 5 gallon tanks, I think. It's really nice. It's really quiet. As long as, if you pour the water up to the level where it comes out, it's, you can't even hear it, really. Except for sometimes, because Megatron likes to hang on the, okay, so it obviously pulls the water up, and because I have these little fish in there and stuff, I had to get another sponge filter to put over that so it doesn't suck up the fish. Also, it, because it's such a strong filter, filtration system, whatever, Megatron is also working on his swimming skills, and he actually got caught. His arm in it, so but he's getting better at swimming. He actually sucked these first few days because, like I said, I set up this tank and it has like double the amount, the height of water that it used to. And I'm just gonna lay down because this computer is taking forever, which I kind of want a new computer, but that's not gonna happen because that's expensive and I need to save my money for other things, and this one is still working for right now. Check up on the progress of uploading shit. Yeah, okay, awesome. I may have to, I don't know if I can, I can't. Anyways, so what was I saying? I set this up for him. He's getting better at swimming. Anyways, I was worried about a respiratory infection. He wasn't wanting to eating. His appetite was decreasing. And then Monday, he only ate about a teaspoon of pellets. And of course, it was only one specific type of pellet, that he wanted to eat that day. And two mealworms, which is unusual because I literally have gotten him to eat like 30 mealworms in one day. Right now he's trying to hunt fish and he's getting pissy because they're too fast for him. And earlier, I saw him doing this weird thing. He was attacking his fake plants. I wasn't sure why. It's weird, because I've literally never seen him be aggressive before. Except for, like, towards food, which even then, he catches it and eats it. But he was legit, like, wrestling his fake plants. And he's too little to, you know, be, like, horny or anything for, like, breeding. That's, if he ends up being a male, that's going to be something I don't have to worry about when he gets bigger. But whatever. He's so cute when he hunts, because he gets, like, real low and walks super slow along the bottom of the water. It's so cute. But, yeah, he's getting better at swimming. I'm really proud of him. But, yeah, he was only eating a bunch of guppies, and so the medication that they had ordered for the tapeworms took a week to come in, even though they had told me originally 1 to 2 days. But, you know, I understand it's because he literally weighs an ounce, that they have to specially compound it and whatever for his size. So, I get it, you know, and I'm just happy that the vet's willing to work with me and stuff. So, they call, and I'm like, hey, by the way, I'm kind of worried about this respiratory infection, you know. Yeah, so, schedule an appointment for the next morning, go, and vet's like, yeah, definitely don't even worry about a respiratory infection. Like, it's a good thing you are looking out for that sort of stuff, but it's not, his eyes aren't swollen, his nose is completely clear. He's not listing at all, which that would be if it was, like, really bad. And listing is where they float, kind of lopsided, because one of their lungs is filled with water and it throws off their buoyancy. Oh, he's doing it right now. I was talking about the filter only makes noise when, I put the sponge filter on the intake valve, I guess is what it's called, whatever, that sucks up the water. And sometimes he likes to hang on that, because then he can hang on it and reach his neck up to breathe and stuff. And I've noticed that sometimes, I don't know why, when he hangs on it, water tends to backsplash from where the intake valve is, and so that's why you hear extra water sound, I guess. Other than that, you don't hear it at all, and I have my fan on, you really can't hear it, so it's super quiet. But yeah, but you know, I'm sitting on the vent, and like his appetite's decreased, he's yawning, he's doing this like mouth opening thing and sneezing on occasion, and it's like, it's just kind of freaking me out. And he's like, well, you were cleaning, you know, that could be it. You know, he's like, he's not showing any other symptoms. I'm not concerned, at all. I need to stretch. So yeah, anyways, and this little brat figured out how to, climb out of his tank two different ways, basically. I caught him doing it, was it Monday night or Tuesday? I don't remember, but there is one case at like 11 o'clock at night. I hear this noise, and I was keeping his aquarium covered by a towel to keep in the humidity and stuff. And I hear this noise, and I see his little head poking out from one end of the towel, from where the like his ramp was or whatever. And he's like, dude, what the heck? And so I like push him back down, and he stayed. And then the next morning, I'm getting ready for work. It's like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I hear this other noise, and he figured out how to climb up the filter thing, that thing. And I was like, dude. And so I tried to cover it. I put him back in the water, and then I come home from work. I was only gone for like 2 hours max, so like don't worry. And they're also super sturdy turtles, which is kind of nice about having a common stocking turtle. If you see some of the shit that people put them through, like I saw this one video. There were little hatchlings crawling down these like concrete stairs outside his house, and you know they can only go to the edge and then fall, and he wasn't helping them at all. Like that's to me more cooler than the fact that I have carpet and two giant ass stuffed animals that I refuse to get rid of because they're collectible by this aquarium thing that he ended up falling onto. So I come home from work and he was out of his tank. He had crawled out and was under the stuffed animals. So yeah, that was fun. Not scared the crap out of me for a second. Luckily though, I always close my door when I leave, and he cannot crawl under the doors. So if he were to ever get out, he would only be confined in my room. So that's kind of nice. but yeah, you know, I'm all worried about his appetite decreasing and stuff like that. And then that was like, oh, he's fine. He was so hard to give him his medicine. Ugh, that's why I have to take him back to the vet to do it again. Because there's no way I could do it at home.
But it sucks because the drive is far.
But, at the same time, I'm willing to do it for him. So, yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say. Who's attacking this plant? Oh, I wanna go get him different fish. Because, so on our way home, I had bought him, like, 30 extra guppies. And, of course, now he's been active as hell. It's ridiculous. This little boy has been so crazy. Crazy active. Every time I take him out, you know, used to, you wanted to burrow and sleep. Now he wants to run around. He wants to explore everything. He wants to get into everything. He's eaten most of the fish. There's like 6 or 7 left. He's mad he can't eat them because he keeps trying to get them. Like I said, it's really funny. He's being really picky with his pellets. And he's so funny because, he's so smart. He's so smart. He's only a month and a half old. But, So I pre-soak the pellets and stuff in water before I give them to him. Otherwise, he doesn't like to eat them because he can't swallow them as easy. And it's hard for me to hold them sometimes with my hands. So I have these little tweezers that I use to feed him. And, he figured out that if he doesn't like when I'm holding with the tweezers, when I'm holding the tweezers with my fingers, he will go and smell my fingers to see if I'm if I'm holding anything in my fingers. It's so funny. He's just so smart. I'm so proud of him. And like I said, even though like I was upset he figured out how to crawl out of his aquarium, it was super smart. So what I ended up doing was making an over-the-top turtle dock basque thing. I just took a plastic container and cut it. It's a little bit too short of the length of my aquarium and filter thing combined. So I had to like cut out where the filter and the heater are so I could still like change the heater dial or whatever. But yeah, I had to cut that out, and then I just took a lighter and burned all the edges so they're soft, not soft, but, like, smooth, because, you know, when you cut plastic, it's, like, it can be really fucking sharp, and so I took a lighter to the edges so they won't hurt him or anything, and then I just got some of the Aquion, I forget what it's called, like, the aquarium sealant and stuff, and that's what I used. To glue these little pebbles to the ramp and up it so he can crawl around. He hasn't wanted to climb up it, so I swear he just likes to escape to, like, irritate me, and that's why he did it before. Because now he doesn't even want to go up the dock, like, at all. Which is fine. I don't know why these other ones aren't uploading, and it's irritating. Because that means that I won't be able to continue to record this. I'll have to stop it and then re-upload the other ones. Because I record on an app on my phone, and then I upload it to my iCloud Drive, and then I upload it to my computer, and then I upload it to Soundgasm, and then I go and delete stuff. Because it's just nice to make sure I don't, for my others, like, rambles, I don't really care as much, but, like, for my other things, that way I make sure not to lose projects, because that's a big deal. Like, when my computer crashed, that fucking sucked. It sucked so bad. Because, sorry, I'm yawning. But usually when I upload it to my computer, I'll go and delete it off my phone. So I deleted the stuff off my phone, and then my computer crashed for whatever reason when I was working on stuff, and, I lost them. And, like, files got corrupted. It was really, I don't know what the fuck happened. I'm not good with technology. Technology doesn't like me either, you know, whatever. But yeah, and since he was attacking his fake plants, he refuses to eat greens and fruits, and I've, like, given them, to him a bunch, and someone is texting me, and I'll have to look at that in a minute. So, I guess I'll cut this short, which is already at 22 minutes, so we'll cut this at 25. I might go look at some plants I can keep in the aquarium if he's gonna attack them. Like that. Like, I don't know what his deal is. Why he's getting angry with the plants. Maybe he's just, you know, he can't get the fish, so he's taking his anchor out on him. But, anyways. What was he saying? Oh, yeah, I put out romaine and spring greens and, you know, I literally cut out, like, every different type of fruit. Refuses to eat it. I have to clean it out, and it just gets annoying. Which, the vet said not to worry about it, because he's a carnivorous turtle. Anyway, so his main source of protein can be, I mean, his main source of food can be protein. It's not like other turtles where you really have to make sure that they get other things. You know, he said you don't have to force it down his throat if he refuses to eat it. That's okay, especially as a hatchling right now. So yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna be doing that hopefully sooner rather than later, because it's already almost 12 o'clock. I need to post these and leave my house and then come back and deal with that mess of a turtle. Even though I love him to death. He's so cute. And so smart. And I have like 1,001 pictures of him. If y'all want to see, y'all can let me know. And I will definitely post an album that I already have of him. That I've already shared with some people who've asked. So, yeah. Anyways. Thank y'all so much for listening. Hope y'all have a fantastic day, night, evening, morning, whenever you're listening to this, you know, time of your life, I guess, yeah, yep, thanks for listening, thanks for the support, really appreciate it, hope you continue to listen and enjoy my audios. Hopefully I will be posting more rambles, since, like I said, that's all I can really record. And yes, most of them are while I'm driving, but I don't receive too many complaints about that, I guess. So I hope you don't mind. However, I will, you know, I have Thanksgiving break. Everyone's going to be home. I'm not really going to be by myself or anything. So probably won't record that week, which is next week. And like Christmas, there's like 3 weeks of December, I probably won't record anything, just because Yeah, I love the holidays. I especially love Christmas. So, yeah. Anyways, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.